The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138, the North Carolina Reading Service. We breathe words into your life. Saying that we are taking technology old school this month would be a major understatement. Developed in the early 1800s, Braille is now synonymous with the blind and visually impaired community. Join me this month as we talk all things Braille with Mary Weber of Mary's Braille Transcribing Services and Mary's Braille International. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Tech Tips.
Thank you so much, Chris. It is so good to finally meet with you. It seems like we've been trying to get this worked out for a while.
That's usually how it works. I guess, first of all, before we get into Mary's Braille, let's find out a little bit about you. Who is Mary Weber?
I am president and CEO of Mary's Braille Transcribing Services, along with Mary's Braille International. I reside in both Springfield, Missouri, and a little town outside Wichita, Kansas, called Mount Hope, Kansas. So we do a lot of traveling back and forth right now. I am a Library of Congress certified Braille transcriber, transcribe in both UEB and eBay.
I'm curious, what got you interested in Braille in the first place?
You know, it's funny that you ask that. About 20-ish years ago, my mom was actually taking a transcribing course, and she asked me, can you please quiz me so I know I am learning this the correct way? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Well, back then it was, you know, the cells, you know, A is one, cell one, and you go on that way. So we would be in the car and I would be quizzing her. And I was like, man, this is fun. I should learn to see, you know, see what I have can do to learn this. So I went to her instructor and found out. And before I knew it, I was taking the transcribing course and just whizzing myself on through it, probably because I had been quizzing her for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks to my mom, that's how I was even introduced to Braille.
That is so cool. So for someone who is new to the visually impaired community or simply doesn't know, could you give us a brief history of Braille and why it is so important to this community?
Well, first off, I'm going to explain a little bit about it. Braille was created by Louis Braille, and he took it from a military knight code used during Napoleon's time. It consists of three raised dots in various positions, which are composed of the Braille alphabet. I'm a very strong supporter of Braille. And most of the people that I work with as well feel the same way that I do, that Braille is the path of literacy. We go to school to learn how to read, to write, to put sentences together. Braille gives that sense to the blind community. Unfortunately, over the last couple of decades, Braille has seen a decline because of the increase of technology. But I would really like to see it have that, you know, that uptick again and saying, okay, Braille is cool.
Yeah, definitely. It also doesn't require a battery.
No, it doesn't.
So I know from my own limited experience that there are two different types of Braille that are used in the BI community. For the uninitiated, would you mind going over what those types are?
Absolutely, Chris. Uncontracted Braille is A, B, C, D. When you get into the contracted, you have two or more cells that make up either a word or, say, like CH or ST is one cell. that's the difference, and it just kind of makes it, you know, flow together for the Braille, to where a Braille reader can actually read faster with contracted versus uncontracted.
Okay. Now that we've talked a little bit about the history of Braille and the two main types of it, along with how you got interested in it, let's find out a little bit more about Mary's Braille. How did that come about?
Mary's Braille, and the full name of that is Mary's Braille Transcribing Services.
Okay.
I just kind of shorten it up a little bit just to make it easier to say.
Fair.
Mary's Braille was created about 5 years ago when my husband went. We were actually talking one day, and he's like, you know, why don't you just go ahead and make this into a full-time business? Let's create an LLC and just do it. Because even though I had been, you know, doing it off and on for 20 years, I did not fully get that business up and going. And that was mainly due for raising a family and other professional jobs that I had at the time.
Understood.
So I just went ahead and I just flew into it and created Mary's Braille Transcribing Services, and the rest is history.
Awesome. And let's talk about those services. What types of transcribing services does Mary's Braille offer?
Well, I can actually print anything that you can think of that needs to be put into Braille. I can do. I have done children's books, adult books, menus, brochures, college level textbooks in English and foreign languages, bank statements, newsletters, medical documents in any form. Most anything that can be brailled, I can do. One book that I did really stands out to me because it was a Vietnam veteran that we had met down in Branson, Missouri at the Veterans Week a couple of years ago. And I was so honored to be able to braille his book. And to a year later, we went and we had a special presentation down there at the Veterans Week in Branson, Missouri, to present it to him as well as to the Branson Library. We had over 100 people in attendance that was there to see that book being presented to both him and to the library, the City of Branson Library. And a couple of the people that were there were the mayor of Branson, as well as the then lieutenant governor, who is now the governor of Missouri. So it was really a great honor to be able to do that.
That is awesome. And on behalf of my dad, who is a Vietnam vet, thank you.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Mary Weber of Mary's Braille Transcribing Services. And Mary, I'm curious, let's go through the order process. What can someone expect when they reach out to you for one of your services?
Absolutely. Well, first off, what I would do is I would talk to whoever is needing my services. You know, first of all, I need to know what the document is, how many pages that document is. And then what I usually like to do is I like to get a PDF of that so I can see the complexity of the document. So I know, you know, pretty much exactly how many pages it's going to be at the end. From there, you know, if they agree, we'll discuss the turnaround time and how many copies that they're wanting. And then we just go into the document preparation. I actually have a team that works with me, and I've got one that does the document preparation. Then I will go in and check that, because there's a lot of checking when it comes to doing Braille. Because my first motto is it has to be done right the first time. Once I get the document preparation done, then I would go in there and transcribe that into Braille. And then I actually would go in and I'd proofread that myself. After I get done proofreading it, depending on the size and the complexity of the document, I would have another proofreader proofread my proofreading.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of proofing going on.
There is, because I am not going to give someone a document in Braille that's going to go, oh my gosh, what are they trying to say? This is definitely not right. Because there is a lot of rules in Braille that you have to follow.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yep. eBay, or I should say Library of Congress, has a very strict set guidelines of how Braille is to be done. That way it is consistent and everybody knows that consistency.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I didn't know that. I remember you saying something about the size of the project dictates how long it's going to take. So let's say, for example, somebody wants to have a 100-page book brailled. What is that turnaround time like?
You're looking at probably about a 2 to 3 volumes of braille, depending on how much wording is in that book. For a 100-page print book, I could probably get that done, I would say, within about 6 weeks. Only because I do have proofreaders that do proofread. And then you also have to take time to emboss it.
Yeah, there's that. Just out of curiosity, what is the ratio of braille page to a printed page?
Usually it's between 2.5 and 3 pages. Braille pages is 1 page print.
Okay.
But again, that depends on the size of the print page, the size of the, you know, the wording on there. If you get something that's, you know, large print, it is going to be a little bit less. But a normal size book, it's about 2.5 to 3 pages.
And something else got me thinking, we live in such a digital age right now. How much of an importance does Braille still play in today's society?
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I always like to say Braille is very important, and that's something that I will always be near and dear to me. But unfortunately, 80% of the blind community does not know Braille.
Mm-hmm.
But of the 10 to 20% who do know Braille, they have gone on to higher education and gone on to gainful employment.
And I am part of that 80%. I have always been able to see well enough to be able to read printed text as long as it was large enough, and therefore I never learned Braille. Now, as an adult, I've tried to learn to read Braille, but my fingers just do not have the tactile dexterity to be able to distinguish the cells.
It's kind of interesting that you say that, because we got that quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was calling somebody up, and I believe they were in Tennessee. And she said, well, you know what? What we used was a very high tech, you know, savvy way to teach people Braille. And it was with tennis balls and muffin pans. And so she sent us the information over, and we looked at it and we're like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely great. And we created a way to introduce, I have to say introduce Braille to people that don't know it, because I am not licensed to teach. I can actually go in and introduce somebody to just the basic alphabet, Braille alphabet, and within 30 to 40 minutes, they know that basic alphabet.
Proving once again that sometimes low tech is the best tech, because as soon as you said tennis balls and muffin pans, I went, that makes perfect sense.
It's kind of interesting, because we have a friend in Springfield, and he actually teaches at one of the colleges there, and he wanted us to go in. He is completely blind. He's one that went on, became a professor, and he teaches in college. He wanted us to go in there and introduce his students to the Braille alphabet. So we went in there and we did our, you know, our little presentation of showing him how to do the Braille. Well, one person that was in there was his own wife. She decided to come in there so she could learn it too, because all these years she didn't even know it. And after we got done, she's like, oh my gosh, my husband's been telling me all these years, it is so hard to learn Braille. And here I just learned it within 30 minutes.
That's funny. When I was looking at your website, I was noticing that your mission statement says to empower the blind and visually impaired through innovative technology. And I was, it got me wondering, what types of innovative technology are you using?
That's funny that you asked that, Chris. First of all, the mission statement for Mary's Braille International was created for the purpose of introducing, educating, and implementing the technology of Novulence.
Okay.
You know, I couldn't quite have Mary's Braille Transcribing doing both Braille and the technology. So I separated the two. So the international part of that is strictly for Novulens itself.
How did that partnership come about?
Well, about 2 years ago, we had a friend of ours in Springfield that got a call from a friend of hers in Ireland. And she said, you need to check this out. And we were kind of right there with her when she did. And we went ahead and called the Novulens head office and, you know, was talking to them. And within less than a month of doing that, we also had received a call from History Museum on the Square, which is a local museum there in Springfield, Missouri. And they were wanting to have every single one of their exhibits brailled, but they weren't wanting just a, you know, this is what this exhibit is. They were wanting full detail. And it's like, I can do that for you, but it is going to be quite lengthy and take up a lot of space. And she's like, man, it was the then director. She's like, man, I wish I could remember. I just got back from a trip from Europe and they have these colorful codes and it would tell you where to go, how to get there, and even information when I would go into a museum or a store, or, you know, zoo or something. She's like, I just can't remember what it's called. And we just happened to have a QR code in our portfolio and we pulled it out and pulled it up and said, does it look anything like this? And she says, oh my gosh, that's it. And the rest was history. Over the last 2 years, we have literally been trained with Novulens on how to put up the codes, what the codes can do, you know, everything with it. I mean, it went from 33 languages that it can translate to back then to a week and a half ago, they just introduced two more languages and brought it up to 39 languages.
That is truly incredible. And like I was telling you before we got started today, last month, I had the opportunity to talk with Martin Garcia of Novulens. And the more research I did on the app and on the QR system itself, the more I thought to myself, this is a system that needs to be absolutely everywhere.
And our partnership, and actually we just became officially partners within the last 6 months with Novulens. And it's been such a very unique and incredible partnership with them. And we work directly with Martin Garcia. And yes, yeah, so I was really happy. And I listened to that podcast actually several times.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So yeah, it is this whole process with Novulens. It's just been a whirlwind when you can go and your phone can click on a code at 160 degree angle, and it's actually up to 40 to 50 feet away, but it can be, depending on the size of the code, it can be read further.
And I did forget to mention that because it does depend on the size of the code. You can tell I get pretty excited about Novulens because I live in a semi-small town that has a touristy area, and every time I go downtown, I think to myself, Novulens QR codes would make things so much easier in this town. And I start thinking, who do I need to talk to make this happen?
Well, it's funny that you say that, Chris, because we are involved in so many projects around the Midwest United States. And we're going as far as Boise, Idaho, because they are actually wanting to implement within their city. As well as Branson, Missouri wants to implement it throughout their city, and Columbia, Springfield, Missouri, Columbia, Missouri, I should say.
No, that's okay.
And we're working with several of the groups and cities around there and seeing what we can do. And in fact, just within the last couple of weeks, we've got the state of Missouri that wants to implement it into their capital.
That is awesome.
There's a lot of projects that we are working on right now. It's funny because we feel like we're going in 50 different directions all at once. And it's like, my husband made a joke the other day. He's like, wait a minute, was that us going?
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of going in 50 million to, you know, 50 other directions at once, are there any other partnerships that you're working on that you can tell us about?
There may be some things that may be coming up in the next few months, but to say this, we will continue to change lives and level the playing field when it comes to accessibility in the United States. And Novulens is our passion. For me, there's nothing out there that comes even close to what Novulens can give to people.
I like to tell people, when it comes to accessibility and assistive technology, there is no one-size-fits-all, because there's no one-size-fits-all description of a visual impairment.
No, there's not. And I was in that same boat here up until last year, when I met a doctor and she wanted to say, I'm going to do what I can to help you. So she took me to her office. We got my eyes checked and she ended up scheduling me for cataract surgery. It just changed my life, because I went from, just like you, I couldn't even read a document in front of my face to I can see, but it was because of the cataracts. And that's one thing that we always try to tell people is, you know, the fastest population that is losing their eyesight are the baby boomers right now, but it can go down all the way down to age 40. It's all of the eye diseases, you know, glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. So many different types are just stealing the eyesight.
And I have to admit, I feel for the baby boomers, because they grew up at a time when if you were told that your vision was going away, that was it. You were destined to sit alone in your living room. And that is kind of one of the reasons why I continue to do what I do, because people need to know that thanks to assistive technology, you can continue to do the things that make you happy and continue to do the things to help you lead a productive life.
And that's, you know, it's unfortunate, because, you know, we've done a lot of statistic searching. And for the baby boomers in particular, within 3 to 5 years, those numbers are going to triple. And within 10 years, it's going to quadruple. And it is because of those diseases that are stealing their eyesight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then they lose hope. And it's like, well, I don't want to be a burden to my family. What can I do? And unfortunately, the inevitable happens and they take their own lives.
And this also affects the families, because, you know, all of a sudden, mom or dad is losing their eyesight. The kids want to help, but they don't know what to do and they feel extremely overwhelmed.
Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Mary Weber of Mary's Braille Transcribing Services. And Mary, you know, right now we are in the heart of conference season, and I was wondering, do you have plans to attend any upcoming conferences?
You know, that's funny that you say that, because as a matter of fact, here in 2 weeks, we will be in Dallas at the American Council for the Blind, sharing a table with Envision. And just a few days later, we're going to be leaving that conference and going to New Orleans to the National Federation of the Blind Convention. And both the ACB and the NFB conventions, we're both going to be showcasing them the capabilities of Novulens.
I really need to get to one of those conferences. I have not had a chance to yet. The only national conference I've been to, and I've been to several of them, are the Foundation Fighting Blindness Visions conferences.
Are you a member of either one of those organizations in your state?
I know I'm definitely a member with the Foundation Fighting Blindness. As far as National Federation of the Blind, I think I am, and I know I am not a member with the American Council of the Blind.
The reason why I ask is because every year they both have state conventions as well that you could also go to. So it's not just the national. Each state has their own. So like Missouri, we've got Missouri Council of the Blind, which is part of the American Council for the Blind. Each state has their own. So, yeah, I mean, that would be a great convention also.
Oh, most definitely. Let's get back to you for a second. How can people learn more about Mary's Braille transcribing services and Mary's Braille International.
You can go to marysbraille.org and check out both Mary's Braille and Mary's Braille International. I've got them both connected. And also, along with that, there's also a link to go directly to Novilin's website as well. Or you can always email me and my team at marysbraille@yahoo.com.
And what about socials? Are you guys on any socials?
We do a little bit with LinkedIn and Facebook. I'm not that much social savvy when it comes to doing. I cannot figure out how to do it.
believe me when I say I am not judging, because I am not that guy either. So I feel you on that one. Are there any other ways that people can get a hold of you besides website and socials?
Yeah, that's probably about it. The email and the website, and that, you know, those two socials that I told you. You know, the best way to get a hold of me would be email. And even if you go to the website, there's a link on there also to email as well.
Is there anything else you would like to mention or cover that I may have missed?
I think we've pretty much covered everything. I just want to say thank you so much for letting me remind people how important Braille is. Mm-hmm. And even though we are supportive and excited about the Novilens technology, Braille is king, and everyone needs to embrace Braille.
Very well said, and that is a perfect thing to end on. I want to thank you for your time. It was greatly appreciated, and we managed to dodge storms and power outages and internet outages and everything.
We did.
Well, again, thank you very much for your time, Mary. It was appreciated.
Thank you so much. It was so good talking with you.
For more information about Mary's Braille or Mary's Braille International, visit their website at marysbraille.org. They are also available on LinkedIn. You can contact Mary by email. Her email address is marysbrailleinternational@yahoo.com. During our conversation today, Mary mentioned Novilens. If you would like to listen to my conversation with Martin Garcia from Novilens, please visit the NC Reading Services website. Click on the podcast page and then select Tech Tips. Novilens was covered in the June episode. Tech Tips, the podcast, is also available on Spotify. If you would like to visit the Novilens website, their address is novilens.com, and Novilens is spelled Navilens.com. I would like to thank Mary Weber of Mary's Braille Transcribing Services and Mary's Braille International once again for taking the time to talk with me. Her time was greatly appreciated. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.